Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to All of It. I'm Nancy Giles, and I'm in for Allison Stewart. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's Monday, and on Mondays on this show, we listen to music with the creative director at our sister station, WQXR, Clemency Burton Hill. Every week, Clemency stops by to play us some music and share some of the stories from her book, Year of Wonder, Classical Music to Enjoy Day by Day. This week, not only are we talking Bach and cellos and Mendelssohn, but we'll have a special guest a little later in the show. Clemmy, welcome back to All of It.
Thank you so much, and how lovely to see you here.
Oh, aren't you nice? Before we get to our special guest, we're talking about three pieces, just to remind everybody, from March 19th, March 21st, and March 23rd, if you're following along in the book. So what's the first piece, Clemmy?
So we're going to kick off this week with music by J.S. Bach. Now, he's a pretty famous dude. Most people, even if they have like zero acquaintance with classical music, probably have either heard of Bach or they've heard music by Bach. And actually, today's piece is pretty well known. And often what I've tried to do throughout the book is bring to light some marginalized voices and some forgotten piece and some gems from the repertoire that I really want people to know about. This one doesn't really need me cheerleading for it in that way, but it is a wonderful reminder of the sort of what-ifs in history. And I spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, all those women, all those people of color, all of the people who've been written out of the classical canon, and what have we lost? What do we not even know might have existed? And right. Actually, this is a good reminder that sometimes that applies even to the most famous too, like Bach. So we're going to hear from his cello suites, and it's the prelude from his first cello suite in G major. And these had actually been lost to history. Back in Bach's day, the cello was considered an extremely lowly instrument.
Is that right?
Absolutely. It wasn't really one worth writing solos for.
Shocking.
I know. You look so outraged.
Well, because
quite
I played
right
viola,
too.
So I'm shocked and insulted.
Well, quite right, too. And, you know, I think there's a sort of air of mystery that surrounds the six cello suites because the original manuscript has long disappeared. So for centuries, they were hardly known. They were generally assumed to be studies or etudes. People kind of didn't really know what they would have been. And then this incredible moment happened in 1890. There was a 13-year-old cellist, a Catalan cellist named Pablo Casals. He was out strolling with his dad near the port in Barcelona. They stopped to have a browse in a local junk shop, as you do. And what did he stumble upon, this young cellist? He happened upon an edition of the cello suites that had been made in the 19th century by someone we don't know much about called Grützmacher. He bought them, took it home, he started practicing, and the rest is really history because Pablo Casals then took these cello suites and he made them their own, and he made them these shining artistic and cultural monuments that we know and love today. So I feel like when I want to really feel thankful for something and everything else is terrible and the news makes me depressed, I think, you know, there's that 13-year-old guy shopping in a junk shop with his dad, and this is what we have to thank him for.
Oh my goodness. Let's hear the cello suite number one in G major. The great Yo-Yo Ma. Oh, that just makes me hug my chest and sort of rock from side to side. You can almost feel the cello move with the playing, you know?
Absolutely. Well, he is a great exemplar of our time. Pablo Casals may have brought these cello suites back from the dead, so to speak, but I can't think of anyone in modern life who's done more for them than Yo-Yo Ma. I'm loving, Nancy, by the way, you're rocking that Hendrix t-shirt. Oh. And I'm feeling like the combination of you moving with Jimi Hendrix to the music of Bach just floats my boat. That is very much my jam.
It's all of a piece, Clemency.
I agree.
So the next piece is Piano Trio Number 1 in D minor, is that correct?
Yeah, we have a little chamber music now by Felix Mendelssohn, who was just an absolute genius. He died extremely young in his 30s, unfortunately. Again, thinking about those what-ifs, what might have been if he'd lived longer. But he follows people like Beethoven in the history of music, and he picks up a lot of the sort of musical batons that people like Beethoven start, and then he really runs with them. And the piano trio as a form is a great example of that. Beethoven had started it, Mendelssohn brought his own imaginative genius to it. And in this one, we look, for example, about the way that he treats the three very distinct voices as equal partners. The old model would have been that the keyboard was the absolute mighty hero and the strings were rather subservient to the keyboard. But okay, in this, they're very much three equal voices, which I really love. And happily, those revolutions didn't go unnoticed. Robert Schumann, who was another great romantic composer of the time, dubbed Mendelssohn the Mozart of the 19th century. And he wrote of this piece, "This is the master trio of our age. It is an exceedingly fine composition which will gladden our grandchildren and great-grandchildren for many years to come."
Huh. Let's take a listen.
See what you think.
To just take a moment and listen to that beautiful music.
You definitely can say that. Thank you for saying it.
Oh, my.
And that's kind of what we want to do, is just remind people that this music exists, it's out there, and that so many of the barriers to entry that exist around classical music aren't real when it's actually about the music. There are a whole lot of cultural and economic and social and other sorts of reasons why people feel this is music that is not for them. And yet when it comes to the actual music itself, it's one of the most direct and easily accessible art forms that we have. So that is it, really. Give yourself permission. Know that you are empowered to enjoy this music just as anybody else is.
Absolutely well said. And finally, we've got a contemporary piece by a contemporary composer, Anna Meredith. Tell us about her.
She's super cool. She is badass. She was born in 1978, born in London, like me. She was raised in Scotland. I came across her because she's really one of the most exciting voices, I think, in contemporary classical music, especially over the pond. And I love the fact that she's incredibly musically curious. So she's sort of omnivorously present across lots of different genres. She's written pop music and film scores and beatboxer symphonies, but she's also been performed at the Royal Albert Hall at the Last Night of the Proms, which is the sort of, you know, ultimate classical music party. So she's really a very interesting figure in contemporary music. And I have to say, this piece, which is called Heal You, really does that to me. I find it a real mind cleanser, a sort of soul cleanser, if you like. So have a listen, see what you think.
All right, the omnivorously present Anna Meredith. Kind of cleansing effect. You're
right.
Yeah.
It's just like nothing else I'd ever heard. And I remember when I first encountered it, it really stopped me in my tracks, which I always think is a good sign. I listen to so much music. I'm so lucky at WQXR. We play classical music all day, every day. I'm surrounded by it. But it, you know, it really had the ability to just kind of stop me in my tracks.
When did you first hear it?
What is that? Wow. It was probably a good few years ago now, probably a couple of years ago when I was writing the book Year of Wonder. I was really hoping to introduce people to new things they might not have heard of, even if they were into classical music, as well as to introduce the whole canon to people who thought, you know, they really didn't know anything at all about it. So that one is one that I often play to people when they're like, oh, I'm kind of stuck with my playlist. I'm in a bit of a rut. What can I listen to? It's kind of, how about a little Anna Meredith?
So. It's a great wake-up call. I love that. And finally, we've got one more piece to take us into the next segment of the show, and it's a piece called Dream Variation by Laura Downs. And she is actually going to be in studio with us, but tell us about this piece to start with.
The wonderful Laura Downs will be able to explain it much better than I can. This piece was written by a really significant composer called Margaret Bonds, who was one of the first African-American sheroes, if you like, of classical music. Well, not one of the first. I'm sure there would have been many, many, many more before her if they'd only been empowered to write the music that they maybe wanted to. But she was one of the first prominent female composers who was able to kind of break through the prejudice of the day. And she was a student of Florence Price. And I included a piece by Florence Price in Year of Wonder. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to the pianist Laura Downs because it was from her record that I first encountered this incredible woman's music. So Dream Variations is also special for us at WQXR because we have a podcast called Aria Code, which is hosted by the wonderful Grammy Award-winning musician Rhiannon Giddens. And it's Rhiannon who joins Lara on this recording. Dream Variations, written by Margaret Bonds. The text is by Langston Hughes.
Love it.
Love it. So let's have a little listen.
All right.
Fling my arms wide in some place in the sun, to whirl and to dance till the white day is done. Then rest at cool evening beneath a tall
That is so stunning. Clemmie, thank you. And to our listeners, you can listen to classical music anytime on our sister station, WQXR. That's 105.9 or at WQXR.org. Will you stick around for a while?
Of course, Clemmie? I'd be delighted.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back with the pianist of what you're hearing right now, Laura Downs. This is All of It on WNYC.
Till the quick day is done.